Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to So You Think You're Iconic, the movie podcast. How was your week, Kelly?
Was pretty good. Kind of busy. I did a U this week and I went and saw a movie in theaters.
Wow.
It wasn't anything new. It was
What do you think
The
it would be?
Outsiders.
What is that?
It's a Coppola movie from the 80s. It's based on a book. It's kind of like West Side Story without the romance and the music.
Okay.
Yeah. Pretty cool. It was part of the they do like $5 like old movie Tuesdays, and so that's what I did. I might have to go back for when they do Shrek 2.
You have to go back for when they do Shrek 2, because I can't see it, because for some reason they're not playing it out here.
That is so strange. Like, I feel like
Literally,
that's a Bay Area thing to do.
like, it's so fucking annoying, because how are they showing advertisements for it in the theater, but then they're not
Oh,
showing it?
they're
I see.
advertising it in the theater?
Yes.
Oh, absolutely. I'd be pissed. Because yeah,
Like,
I saw the well, I saw the ad in our theater, so I just assumed they were doing it. I didn't actually double check, so maybe it's the same. I hope not.
the closest theater they're doing it to my house is all the way in Santa Clara.
Oh, no, don't go all the way there.
Like, I'm not going all the way to Santa Clara.
No, you're not.
It's very annoying. I'm pissed. But it's fine because at least I can see the re-releases of the Spider-Man movies. Thank God.
Yeah, there's that.
Thank, because I would kill myself otherwise. Sorry,
Yeah.
but I would because what do you mean Spider-Man's gonna be in theaters and I can't see it? Like jumping off a building. Absolutely. So yeah, I'm at least gonna see the 1, 2, and 3. The other ones I don't really care about. I've already seen them. I can watch them on TV. But seeing the original Spider-Man movie, Spider-Man 2, and Spider-Man 3 in theaters will be happening. Yeah, I already have my ticket for the first one.
There you go.
And the second one. So I'm
See, that's
prepared.
so dumb. They should have. It's not like that movie's not accessible. Like they could have
Yeah.
just played Shrek 2.
Yeah,
But
so.
yeah, if it is the here, which I don't see it, which now makes me really sad. Oh yeah, here, wait.
Oh, I
No
found it.
way.
What? They don't have it near you either.
No.
Oh, and I found one that's closer, but it's still not gonna work.
The closest one is 40 minutes away.
Yikes. I had to look up a different theater, like type, and I found one. It's closer, but I'm not gonna make it.
Yeah,
It
and
starts
the
at.
run times are really odd. It's like the one that's 40 minutes away, that's the closest one. It's 4 o'clock, 6:30, and 9 o'clock at night.
Mine is only 4 o'clock.
That's it.
I get off work at 3:30. I wouldn't make it. I wouldn't
I
make
mean,
it, and
I get
then
off at 5. I'd probably make the 6:30, but that's a long drive there and then back after, a
yeah,
full
but
freaking day.
it's not a long movie though.
It's
But yeah.
not, but
So
I'm still mad about it.
whoever did the like scheduling for this, fuck you. I hope
Yeah,
you
for
choke.
real.
I hope you choke.
You know what?
Yeah.
I bet they don't like the second movie, and that's why they did this.
Oh, well, fuck them for that too.
You have bad taste if you think
Yeah.
number two is not great. It's a cinematic
The
masterpiece.
first three are great movies. Everything
I
after
don't remember the third
that,
one.
I think that's the one. With Prince Char, not Prince Charming. What's that man's name? I can't remember. The one with
Is it
the.
the it Rumpelstiltskin? Is that three or is that four?
No, I think that's four. Three is the one with. I think it's Fiona. It's Fiona's like cousin or whatever.
Oh, then I definitely don't remember doing.
I think he's King Arthur or something like that.
Yeah, I did definitely don't remember that then. What the heck? I'm gonna have to rewatch that.
I haven't seen it in a very long time.
But yeah.
Yeah, because like I think spoiler alert for a movie that came out almost 20 years ago, but I think Fiona's dad dies or something, and then like Shrek doesn't want to be royalty, so they go look for another relative to like take over. I think that's the plot. That
Oh
sounds about
yeah.
right
Yeah,
to me.
that is right.
Okay.
Cousin Artie. Wait. Justin Timberlake voiced him?
Oh, he did?
That's what it says.
Oh. Good for Justin
Yeah, the most
Timberlake.
promising candidate is Princess Fiona's cousin Artie,
Was this back when he
Justin
was dating
Timberlake.
Cameron Diaz? Because that would make sense.
Maybe this is 07, so.
Possibly. Okay, cool. Cool. I love that I remembered that.
I know. What the heck?
Haven't seen that movie in years, but I remembered it. It's still up here. But yeah, anything else?
That's it. Yeah.
Okay, cool. As for me, I have a little like correction from last week. I said
Uh-oh.
last week that I've never been on the other side of the equator. That is not correct. I've been to Costa Rica. So,
Oh,
never mind. Correction on that.
okay.
And then this week I had the worst recruiter phone call I've ever had in my entire life.
Oh, yeah, you did.
This woman reached out to me. I did not reach out to her in any way, shape, or form. She reached out to me. She emailed me. So she was like, send me your resume and then like let's do a call. And I was like, sure, whatever. Send her my resume. She calls me. And then she starts asking me questions, and I start answering the questions, and then she starts interrupting me mid-answer and asking me another question.
Bad recruiter.
I was like, the first time she did it, I was like, okay, maybe there's like a delay or something. I don't know.
Right.
But she kept doing it, and I was like, oh my God. And
Yeah,
so I
that's
just
not a
started giving, and
coincidence.
so I just started like being rude and giving her one word answers. I was like, okay, cool. This isn't going anywhere. So I was like,
Yeah,
I
no.
don't care. And so yeah, that was awful. If you're a recruiter, don't do that.
Don't do that.
She's lucky I didn't
Like,
hang up on her.
right. Like, I don't care how much you don't like your job. I'm trying to get a job, and you're the one that like stands between me and this job.
I wasn't
So,
even trying to get that job. She reached out to me.
I know, but still,
Like,
there's a
girl.
potential there. That's awful.
That was annoying as fuck. Also at my job, like, three people got fired and like four people got moved to other teams. It's a mess. I don't know what's happening behind the scenes, but it's a mess. A complete mess. I don't know what's happening. But it's something we will all figure out as it goes along. And because they're firing people and moving people around, I'm getting more projects to do, so at least
Hey,
that's
more
something.
work. You get to actually work.
I get to actually do some work. Yeah. So yeah, we have that. And then I had my review. They moved them to quarterly, which is so dumb, but whatever. My review went well. So yeah.
Yay.
They didn't give me a raise though, which kind of pissed me off, but you know.
Boo.
Whatever. But yeah. That's it for me. So, Kelly, are you ready to talk about our movie this week?
Yes.
Okay. let's get started. This week we're gonna be talking about, I think it's a Hulu original, I guess.
Yes.
Wildflower. So our movie starts off in Las Vegas with Bea Johnson, and she's going for a run before her family visits her in the hospital and starts fighting as Bea recalls how all of this happened. She then starts at the beginning of her life, or even before her life. She was born to two mentally disabled people, her her dad, Derek, was hit by a drunk driver when he was 12. And so he's like kind of mentally stuck at that age. And her mother, Sharon, was born with part of her brain missing.
Yep.
Derek was Sharon's gardener and they fell in love and eloped.
Very fast.
I think she went out to give him some lemonade, asked him out. He said yes. And then I think on that date, they went out and got married.
They got married. Yep.
Insane. So why did their parents not chaperone this date? I don't know why that happened, but.
Right.
Whatever.
Like they said that they had to, Sharon couldn't live by herself. So why did they think she'd be okay by herself for like an hour or two?
I have no idea. With a strange man? I don't know.
With a stranger. Yeah.
And so Derek and Sharon's parents fight over what to do. Sharon's parents want them to get divorced, and Derek's parents want Sharon to get sterilized because they don't believe in divorce.
That was so wild.
That was a wild conversation.
Catholicism is so wild.
Yeah.
That's actually insane.
I think
let's sterilize our children.
Catholics are a little fucked up in the head as it is.
Oh, absolutely.
Because how could you sit there and think that divorce is awful, can never happen, but then you want to go and sterilize someone's child?
Right. Like,
that's crazy.
Excuse me? Like, at that point, if they were going to go down that argument, then Sharon's parents should have been like, well, then let's have your son get a hysterectomy because that's the only way she's getting pregnant.
Yeah, let's get the snip. Okay. Give him the snip.
Right. So,
it's debatable, but
that's what it says. That's what they say. And since you're the one against it, you're the one that should do it. Okay.
Yeah.
Dang.
And I don't know what conclusion they come to, but they don't give Sharon the hysterectomy or whatever they were going to do. And Sharon ends up having a baby and she names this baby Bambi.
Yep.
So that girl I was talking about later, B, her real name is Bambi.
Her name is Bambi.
From the cartoon.
Like the deer. Yeah. That's her mom's favorite character.
And so Sharon and Derek then decide to move to Vegas for better job opportunities, and because it's closer to Derek's mom, and this causes Sharon's parents to fight, and I think eventually they get a divorce.
Yep.
We go back to be in the hospital, and a social worker named Mary comes by, and she interviews Sharon's mom, Peg. We go back in time. There's a lot of time switching.
There's a lot of time skips.
And we go back to when B was a baby and Derek and Sharon move into an RV park in Vegas where they live in a van. And Derek gets a job as a janitor, I believe. And eventually they get a house.
Yep.
When B is like elementary age, I think she's 10. She's already pretty self-sufficient.
Yes.
But her parents are like giving her way too much responsibility as a child. Like her dad tries to teach her how to drive.
Yeah. It's giving extreme like Matilda.
Yeah.
Kind of deal.
And she doesn't want to do it, but her dad talks her into it by saying that she can have whatever she wants.
That's insane.
She also shares with her dad that a kid called Sharon the R word. And he tells her that no one in their family is that. And they finish their lesson, I guess. I guess he teaches her how to drive at some point.
Yeah. A lot of this stuff is never fully explained.
Even though she can't see over the steering wheel.
Oh, yeah, right. And she shouldn't be able to reach the pedals.
She shouldn't be able to reach the pedals. So I don't know how she was able to drive. One day her dad goes to race cars. Like that's his thing. He likes to race track cars. And her mom is running late for work, so she starts training her mom like a dog with Oreos.
Gotta love that Pavlov.
Yeah, her mom then accidentally lets the dog out, so B goes after it in the truck and crashes it. And then she gets interviewed by the social worker, Mary. Because apparently Mary is the only social worker in all of Vegas.
She is.
Sharon's sister, Joy, and her husband then take Bea in for the summer, and Bea has trouble adjusting to a stable life. But in all honesty, like, I understand, because they were weird.
Yeah, to go from extreme responsibility to then go to basically the opposite.
What
do I do with myself?
Where, like, they're cutting their kids' meat for them, and they're, like, 10 years old.
Right. And she's like I don't have to do that.
Right. She's like, I can do that myself. Thank you.
Right.
And then after they're eating lunch or breakfast or something, one day Bea jumps into the pool to go swimming, but she can't swim. And so she starts to drown. And so Joy's husband, Ben, has to save her. Why would you jump into a pool if you don't know how to swim?
Right. Right.
Come on, Bea. Come on.
I know. I feel like you've seen and done enough to know that you just don't jump in.
Yeah.
You know
what I mean? They then try to take Bea in full time, but when they tell Sharon this, she calls the cops on them.
Which is crazy.
And so they come up with a compromise where Bea gets sent to private school. Which I don't know how that's a compromise, but they do it.
Better education, I guess.
I guess.
I don't understand.
And so we go forward in time a bunch, and Bea is now a senior in high school with a job. She does track, I believe. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's cross country. I don't know. She's in school, and she's also taking care of her parents.
Yep.
Jump back forward to current day. And Mary is interviewing Bea's parents, and they tell her that she's going to be okay because God is there for them.
Nobody is religious in this family.
Until something random comes up, and then all of a sudden they're religious. It's very weird.
Yes. Yes.
It makes no sense. Like, they all still smoke, drink alcohol, curse, but
I think
very specific. What?
Isn't her grandma Jewish? Don't they say that at the beginning? And then
Peg is Jewish.
Peg is Jewish.
What's the other grandma's name?
I don't remember. L. Yeah. And then she says
she's Catholic.
Yeah. But clearly she doesn't practice.
She does not practice. I'm sure she does not go to church. But
oh no.
When specific occurrences happen, her and her son Derek love to bring up Jesus. So that's all you can say. Mary interviews them. They're like, God will take care of her. She's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Bea's friend Nia then gets interviewed, and she's being super suspicious. And then we go back in time, and we see her and Bea selling raffle tickets on the strip for their senior trip before Bea goes to work. Goes home to clean up after her parents and goes to bed. When she wakes up the next morning, she reminds her parents of all the things they have to do and jokingly tells her parents that she and Judge Judy are gay after they start randomly being homophobic.
She should know not to joke with her parents like that.
Oh, she knew what she was doing. She 150%
knew what she was doing. Oh, she absolutely knew. Oh, yeah.
Because I believe her dad mentioned that someone was gay. I think someone they were listening to on the radio or something like that. And then she was like, why do you care? And he was like, because Jesus said so. And I'm just like, did you? What? Or like, did you read a Bible?
Like, are you sure? He didn't.
He did not.
He did not.
But, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, she jokingly tells them that she's gay. And they're just left speechless.
This is giving the First Wives Club when what's her name announces that she's a lesbian to her father.
Mm-hmm. Go listen to our episode last week on the First Wives Club. When she gets to school, a new boy named Ethan flirts with her, and Nia tells her of a rumor that he has had testicular cancer, and now only has one ball.
Oh, yeah.
And so they plan to go to a party that he's going to, and they use Sharon to buy them alcohol.
Which is awful.
That is awful.
So awful.
Why would she do that to her mom? They show up to the party with the alcohol and they're let in. And Ethan gets dared to pee over a car. And he does it.
Is that possible?
I don't know. I'm not going to try it.
I wasn't asking you to. I'm just, you know, thinking out loud.
I mean, I've had some pretty powerful streams, but I'm not going to try that.
Fair.
You could try it. I mean, no judgment. Do what you got to do. But I personally will not be
doing I personally will not. Yeah.
Especially when we, from what we learn later. And so... Yeah. After a mean girl makes fun of Bea for being poor, she goes to cry in the bathroom and Ethan comes in shocked because he thinks his cancer is back because he was peeing out of his penis or something. I don't know. And so Bea takes him to the hospital and they bond over his one testicle.
Ah, yes. The bonding over one testicle.
They bond over his one testicle. It's a very stimulating conversation.
Oh, yes.
Ethan then gets told that he's okay, but he hurt his prostate by peeing too hard.
So, who knew that was possible?
Who knew that was possible? So don't try to pee over a car.
Yeah, don't.
It's not good for your prostate, apparently.
Yeah. Don't know how that works, but don't.
Yeah, don't ask me. I've never taken an anatomy class in my life. And so... We go back to the present, and Ethan shows up to visit Bea and Bea's other grandmother. Ah, Loretta. That's her name.
Loretta!
She talks to him about them breaking up and tells him to just apologize for whatever he did. Okay. A little judgmental. Like, what if I didn't do anything?
Right, exactly. Duh.
Before Loretta gets interviewed by Mary and... In this interview, Loretta just ends up singing to Mary. in the halls of the hospital, singing away.
Loretta does not give any bucks, by the way.
At all.
Zero.
Mm-mm. She's going to do whatever we want. When we first meet Loretta, she is smoking in B's hospital room.
Yeah, and she, when people tell her she can't, she just keeps lighting one up anyway.
Yeah, she does not care about anything.
Mm-mm.
We go back to the past, and Bea's parents tell her that they're okay with her being a lesbian when she gets home, and she tells them, the truth. She's like, "I'm not a lesbian. In fact, like, I have a boyfriend."
Right? Yeah. Surprise.
And then Ethan and Bea start dating, and they're like the stereotypical high schoolers who like are inseparable. But their class divide starts to cause a little tension because I think his father sells toilet seats or something like that, and so he's rich.
It's so dumb. It's so dumb, but
and also I guess he's never had non-rich friends, and so he keeps wanting to do all this stuff. And she's like, I can't.
I don't got money.
I don't have money, and I have to go to work.
Yeah. Right.
He's like, I'll just pay for it. And she's like, no.
Which,
by the way, I'm not like that. If you want to
pay for it, I'm not like that either.
Go ahead. Pay for it. I don't give two fucks.
As long as I'm not spending my own money.
Yeah.
I'll spend yours. That's fine. Yeah. I can still be independent and have you still pay for my stuff. What the
heck? Amen. And so, yeah. One day, Ethan just stops by her house. Unannounced.
Random. Don't do that.
Yeah. And he meets her parents, which embarrasses her. But Ethan doesn't seem to care. And he invites Bea to prom. And everything in Bea's life seems to be going super great.
And that's how you know it's all going down.
That's how you know everything. Everything is about to come crumbling down.
Crashing down. Yeah.
If things are going too well in your life, be a little wary. Be just a little wary.
Mm-hmm.
There's a happy medium that you should always straddle. If you are doing too well, something bad is about to happen.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Totally. Absolutely.
And so B's college counselor brings her into his office one day to discuss why she isn't applying for schools, but she doesn't seem very interested. When he asks her questions, he gives her info on schools with good science programs because she says that she likes science, and she promises to think about it. One day, Sharon gets approached by some kids to buy them alcohol, and she does it and gets arrested. And then when Derek comes to like see what's happening, he gets arrested too. And so B has to use her hard-earned prom slash class trip Disney money to bail them out.
I was so sad for her.
She also somehow finds her childhood dog that she gave away.
Right.
Steals it. This dog is still alive 7 years later, 6 or 7 years later, which is insane.
Can I just say, though, if I did run into my childhood dog that had run away 7 years earlier, I would also steal it back.
Okay. You're a thief. Got it.
It's my dog.
It's not your dog. It's not your dog, actually. But, and that dog didn't run away. She gave it away.
Yeah.
But yeah, whatever, Kelly. Do whatever you gotta do. When they get home, B sits her parents down and tells them that they're stressing her the fuck out, which, yeah.
She should have had this conversation a lot earlier.
A lot earlier. And that they owe her $500. Her dad then tells her that he lost his job, like, weeks ago. And didn't tell her. And then the real kicker is that he told her that he canceled Sharon's disability because she, quote, didn't need it.
Yeah. That got me so upset.
Do you know how hard it is to be found eligible for disability? If you're found eligible for it, you need it. You need it.
Yeah, it's not one of those, oh, they seem better, let's just take, no.
Yeah.
That's a lifetime thing.
And my thing is, how did she not catch this earlier? How have they been paying the bills?
Right.
How have they been buying food?
It's probably one of those, like, especially with, like, hospitals where things are, you don't know something is due until, like, months or, like, a year later. It's probably, like, something like that.
Oh, my God. Don't trust me.
Because you know that'd be happening.
Don't trust me like that.
It happens.
And so B, rightfully so, gets furious.
Yeah, and absolutely.
In anger, she says that her parents are our words, and Derek gets upset and slaps her, and so she runs out.
Yep.
We go back to present day, and B sees a light and thinks that she's going to heaven, but it's just a doctor checking her pupillary response.
Yeah.
And the family is also told that B might have brain damage, and everyone's like, oh my gosh, she's going to be just like her father.
Yeah.
Which, yeah. Yikes. Back in the past, B meets with her guidance counselor again, and he wonders why she didn't apply to UCLA like she said she was going to. And she tells him that she can't leave her parents because they will die without her.
Basically.
Which, they got up to a point raising you where they were raising you without any help. So I'm pretty sure they could kind of take care of themselves.
Yeah, but now they're used to relying on her, so.
Well, they'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Either way, she gets upset and she just leaves and starts crying. And when Ethan catches up to her in the hall, they both skip and then they go have sex at her house. Ethan then tries to talk B into applying to UCLA, but she can't bring herself to do it, and they get into a fight when she mentions him getting sick again. And then after the fight, B runs into the street and cries just in the middle of the street.
Which, don't do that.
Don't do that.
don't
do that.
You can cry on the sidewalk,
or just maybe don't. Cry in the safety of your own home.
That too. If you do need to go outside to cry, cry in your backyard. Cry right outside your front door.
Yeah. Maybe not in the middle of the street.
Not in the middle of
the
street.
When it's getting dark. Yeah. Don't do that.
Yeah, don't.
Don't do that. And then in the present, we see Mary starts interviewing Ethan. Back to the past. B goes to a, like, we will go to the present for literally 10 seconds and then
2 seconds,
go
yes.
right back.
Why they couldn't just have all of these conversations to
happen at once? I don't
present
know,
day.
Kelly. I don't know. And so we go back to the past. B goes to apologize to Nia for ditching her when she got a boyfriend. And she tells her that she and Ethan got into a fight, and Nia tells her that she has a prom date. And so Nia's like, okay, I won't go without you, but B makes her, and so she helps her get ready for prom. And then she goes to sit in her room and just starts drinking whiskey.
Which is very interesting. Like, out of all the alcohol you can use,
Whiskey?
whiskey?
Look,
Like, girl.
I'm one of those weird people who likes Fireball. So like,
Ooh, yeah.
but I wouldn't sit there drinking a bottle of Fireball. Like,
Yeah, no. That's a
no.
very specific vibe, and I hope I never get to that place where I'm just chugging.
I like Fireball mixed with things, like a good like Coca-Cola or a Butterbeer if I go to Universal Studios. It needs to, I don't like it straight. I need to mix
Just
it with
by no.
something.
Even me, if it's mixed in with something, I can like 1,000% taste it, and that'll be like the only thing I taste, even if it's mixed well. Like, I don't know what it is with my brain, but it's like there's Fireball in here.
Kelly has a third eye when it comes to Fireball.
have the sixth sense.
Yeah.
It's for Fireball.
Yeah. She gets that little hint of cinnamon. She's like, there's Fireball in this.
I could be a very specific taste tester.
It's like how Karen from Mean Girls can tell when it's raining. Kelly can tell when
Yes.
there's Fireball in a drink.
It's a gift,
It's a
truly.
gift. And so yeah, she gets drunk and then she goes out on the strip and starts trying to sell raffle tickets. And which this girl should not be doing this because
No.
the last time she was out on the strip trying to sell tickets, some man tried to pick her up. And luckily Nia was like, "No." No.
Yeah.
And now she's just on this on the strip drunk by herself.
I love that that's her drunk activity, though. Like,
Like
out of all the things she could have done,
to start selling raffle
she's
tickets.
like,
Yeah.
I'm gonna sell some raffle
I'm gonna sell some
tickets.
raffle tickets.
That hustle does not stop.
And while she's out on the strip, some creepy older college guy who tries to hook up with high school girls at parties, which,
Jail.
like, dude, come on.
Jail.
Weird. Like, you go to school in Las Vegas and you're still trying to hit on high school girls?
Nah.
Be fucking for real.
No, seriously.
He picks B up with his friend and he tries to hook up with her, but she is not having it and jumps out of the car.
As she should.
As she should. Probably should have jumped out of the car still on the strip, but
Right.
she was drunk. I'll let it pass. And when he tries to get her to go back into the car, she fights him off, slips, hits her head. He and his friend then drop her off at a hospital and leave.
The least they could have done.
I
The
mean,
least.
sure, whatever. I
Bare
personally
minimum.
would never just drop someone outside of a hospital and drive away, but that's just me. But whatever. And so we then cut to present day, and while Sharon is brushing B's hair, she wakes up, and this causes the family to kind of heal, I guess. Ethan comes over to see B and he brings her some flowers and they forgive each other and kiss before Mary says goodbye to B. When B gets home, her parents have cleaned the house and they take care of her, and Nia and Ethan help her with school and getting back to doing track or cross country or whatever she does. Which, being on a track team in Las Vegas sounds like hell on fucking turf.
Awful.
Why would you do
Yeah.
that?
Unless it's happening indoors, I'm not doing it.
No.
That's insane.
I went to school in Texas and very rarely did we go outside.
And that's Texas.
That's Texas. But whatever. One day while riding with her dad, B asks him what would he do if she left, and he tells her that they don't need her to take care of them, they can take care of themselves. And then somehow, this was the funniest part of the entire movie to me personally. Somehow, B is able to apply to UCLA even though it's past prom.
Yes. That's the greatest part.
The
That
greatest
is the
part.
greatest part.
So, what is it? Late April, early May at this point? You should know what college you're going to by then, not applying to colleges.
And a lot of those colleges, their acceptance date, that's way past.
Yeah,
Way
I think
past.
acceptances
Usually getting
end
your
in like
acceptances in.
November.
Yeah, and then you're getting your acceptance letters in early spring.
Yeah.
So that you can then say, they give you like what, a month or two?
To like
And then you
decide
can
which one you want to
to
go
say
to.
yes. Right. So that you can attend in fall. So miracles for that girl. Miracles.
Like, I feel like before we went on our senior trip, I had gone to like several colleges that I had been
Oh,
accepted
yeah.
to for campus visits to see which one I wanted to go to. I even went to the ones I was waitlisted for, and I went to go see which ones I wanted to go to. And then
Yeah,
definitely
no, I was.
by the time we went on our trip, I had decided what I was doing.
Yeah, no, in February of our senior year, I had been sick for a whole month. And even then, the college that I was applying for and the specific program I was applying for, I had to like hit some certain goals and submit certain things to them so I could be accepted to that program specifically. They extended that date for me until like the end of February. And but when I proved to them that I was still sick, they let me submit things even like 2, 3 weeks after the like the due date because I was those were extraordinary circumstances. Like I was absolutely sick. So yeah, like the fact that she was able to do this in April and the school that I went to isn't even
A
that
good
like
school? Yeah. Well,
what I
this
mean?
is
It's not.
UCLA. UCLA was one of the
Yes.
schools I was accepted to that I was thinking of going to. Do you know how many
Right.
people apply to go to UCLA?
Right. And from all over.
All over.
Insane.
Like, there's no way they would have let her apply. There would be
Absolutely
no way
not.
to apply that late in the
Yeah,
year.
they would have been like, great, so you're applying for the
For
next
next
year.
year? Yeah.
Right. Not this, not the upcoming year.
Insanity. On B's graduation day, Loretta and Peg have a heart to heart, and after B thanks everyone for being there, including her grandfather, who shows up.
Yeah,
She
random.
tells them all that she loves them. The movie then ends with B packing for college, and she gives her dad the car that her grandfather bought her for a graduation gift. And on the way to LA, because I guess she got into UCLA,
Yeah, right.
they never specifically tell us that,
They don't. They don't.
but yeah, on their way to LA, her dad picks up a Lyft passenger because that's his new job. He's a Lyft driver.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's the end of the movie. We also get like a like during like the credit thingy that show apparently this is based off a real story. This shows like real pictures of
Yeah.
like the real B and her parents, and that B is in college. She's out of college now. This was years ago. And her parents
Yeah.
are happy living together alone.
They did it.
They did it. Yay. Are you ready for the movie facts?
Yep.
So this movie is based on the 2020 documentary of the same name by director Matt Smuckler. Shut up. The Smuckler. Yeah, second movie fact. This film was inspired by the director's niece and was originally conceived of as a short film before being developed as a feature film. The filmmakers consulted a disability representative activist named Elaine Hall during development.
Nice.
And this film was screened at the Toronto International Film Festival on September 12, 2022. And it was released by Monument Pictures on March 17th, 2023, in the United States and Canada. And that's all of our movie facts.
Yay.
Yay. So, Kelly, is this movie iconic?
I'm gonna say no, but I'm gonna say it is a good movie.
Okay.
That's what I'm gonna
I
say.
agree.
Like, it's not a bad movie, but it didn't have that something that pushed it to iconic, you know what I mean?
Maybe it was a little bit funnier, it would be iconic.
Yeah, I feel like he was missing just a little bit something to make it more iconic. But yeah, it's a good story. It's a good movie. But yeah, like go watch it for
Yeah,
sure.
it's
It's a
free.
good
It's on
movie.
Hulu. Go watch it.
Yeah, why not? So yeah.
I also agree, not iconic. But okay. What are your recommendations for this week, Kelly?
Okay, so my first recommendation is Tori by Tori Kelly.
I knew you were gonna do that, so I didn't even put it on my list. Haha, I'm one step ahead of you.
I see, the thing is, I didn't know if you were gonna recommend specifically Thing You Do or if you were gonna like do the whole album. So I'm like, I'm gonna do the whole album
Okay.
just in case
I
you want to
decided
hit
not to
them
touch
like one
it because I knew
specific
you were going
album.
to do the album. So I was like, don't
Okay.
even do it, Jordan.
I'll let that. I'll let that. So yeah, that's my first recommendation. The album finally came out after her teasing that thing for months. I think the EP or whatever, like the teaser album, came out what, 6 months ago at this point?
Maybe more, who knows?
Maybe more at that point. So yeah, thank God it finally came out. So yeah, that is my first recommendation. And my second recommendation is Jet Black, by Anderson .Paak and Brandy. Really good song. You know it's Anderson .Paak, so it's gonna be vibey, but Brandy's on it too, and you know it's just gonna be amazing.
I
So yeah,
love
go check that
Brandy,
out.
absolutely. Yeah.
We love Brandy. What are your recommendations this week?
Okay, I have three.
Okay.
My first one is Talk to Me Nice by Tinashe. Love Tinashe. Great artist. Kind of slept on, but I personally love her. Second recommendation is Alone by Burna Boy. Great song. Great song and a great movie. Go see Black Panther 2 if you haven't seen it. Kelly's seen it. I had to force her to watch it, but she's seen it.
I've seen it.
It was literally one of the first things I forced her to do at her house.
Yeah.
Was that morning we woke up, I literally forced her to turn on the movie, but whatever. And then my last recommendation is a little show that's on TV right now called 911.
A little show.
Everyone watch it. Great show. They finally did a thing, which thank God.
Yes, they did.
Thank God. If you don't know, I'm just gonna spoil it here for you now. They made Buck by
Yep.
years in the making, honestly. That man has always been a little fruity. I don't know why they waited so long.
You know why they did.
Like, I've never seen a man flirt with so many other men on camera, but then they're like, nah, he's straight. Like,
Right. Of course he is.
but he
Duh.
can't commit to a woman. Okay.
Nope.
Okay. Not even that redhead chick that they tried to put him with. Just was not happening. So yeah, half of the plan has been made. They think that they're gonna make Eddie, is that his name? Eddie buy as well. I don't know if that's gonna happen, but I'm satisfied with just Buck being buy.
Okay.
So yeah. Go watch it. It's a good show. There's like a shocking like event that happens in every episode.
True.
So you'll
True.
really enjoy yourself. It's really fun. It's funny. It's very heartfelt. Angela Bassett is in it. So yeah.
Yep.
It's a lot of propaganda,
It
but
is.
yeah.
It is.
Oh, but you want to know a show really has propaganda? I started watching The Rookie. This show is full of propaganda. Like the worst propaganda I've ever seen. It's worse than Law and Order's propaganda.
Ooh, and Law and Order goes
Law and
hard
Order goes
for
hard. The Rookie
propaganda.
is really bad. Like it's really, really bad. I'm sitting here and I'm just like, cops don't do this. Like
But they
the
do.
last two episodes I just watched, they were like telling the FBI what to do and like taking over the investigation
Oh,
from the FBI, and I was like, that's not how this
no.
works.
That's not how that
Like local
works.
cops don't do investigations on federal crimes. Like what are
No.
you doing? Like it doesn't make any
That's not
sense.
their
That's not their
jurisdiction.
jurisdiction.
If it's federal, it's
Cops
federal.
can't even solve rapes and murders. So you think they're gonna catch terrorists? No. No. Everyone go look up the amount of murders that are solved in Los Angeles. It's very low. Go look up how many murders are solved in Los Angeles. It's very low.
They like to believe they can do it.
So yeah, that's kind of why I like 911 the best. It's mostly on firefighters, so it's much less propaganda. There's still propaganda, but it's much less. So yeah, everyone go watch 911. But that's it for me. Thank you so much for listening. Please follow us on our
Thank
social
you.
media. We have a Twitter and an Instagram. They're both at SYTYI Podcast. Don't forget to send us a movie request or your movie stories at our email, SYTYIPodcast@gmail.com. Do you live in Vegas? I have a quick question. What is that like? Like as a child, growing up
True,
in Vegas,
true.
what is that like? Because there's kind of
Right.
nothing there for you specifically as a child to do. So
Yeah.
what did you do growing up as a child in Vegas?
Right.
Nothing good, I suppose. Like, I can't.
And then I guess the follow-up question is, since you are now desensitized to Vegas,
What do you do for fun?
Did you like on your 21st, did you do the let's just go to Vegas just to go to Vegas? And then you got there and you're like, but I see
I
this all the
see this all the
time. So like,
time.
what is your
Yeah,
Vegas?
what do you
What's
do?
your Vegas?
Like Vegas isn't even my Vegas. So like what do you do to go have fun? Like if you want to go out, have a good time, have a good long weekend, have a good vacation, what do you do as a Vegas kid?
Right. Just asking.
I like to go to tropical places with nice beaches. What do y'all do? In
Right.
fact, I'm going to Vegas for the first time in like less than a month.
That is true, yeah.
So, like, my sister has gone to Vegas more than I have.
And I've only ever had layovers in Vegas, so I've never even left at the Vegas
I haven't
airport.
even had that. So, let us know. Don't forget to share us with your friends and your family. Subscribe to us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, and rate and review us on Apple Podcasts with 5 stars.
Thank
Thank
you.
you. Everyone, have a good week. If you're seeing Shrek, have fun.
Right. Have fun for
Have fun
us
for
because
us.
it is nowhere near
Nowhere
us.
near us, or at
So,
least not at a time that is reasonable for any adult in America to go watch.
right.
So,
I'm like, if I did guess live closer, then I would do a 6:30, but even then I'd still be like,
I think Kelly can do it. I think Kelly can do a 6:30.
I am, but I am not driving 40 minutes out to watch a movie
What
and
is
then have to
40,
drive 40
what is
minutes back.
40 minutes, Kelly? What's 40 minutes? Come on. What's 40 minutes?
I don't have a
You're a
memory.
Californian. What is a 40-minute drive?
I know! 40 minutes is nothing!
40 minutes is nothing.
It is nothing! It's an album. It's an
Yeah,
album,
that's an
and maybe like
album.
another.
You can listen to Cowboy Carter and still have some left over when you get home. Come on, Kelly.
But I don't want to do it after work. That's the issue. That is the issue.
Boo. Boo.
Boo. Go to Santa Clara.
Girl, Santa Clara. That traffic would
You want
be
to pick on me? I'm gonna pick on you.
horrendous trying to get to Santa Clara. I would never make it. But yeah.
Yeah.
Either way, everyone have a good week and stay iconic.
Stay iconic, y'all.
Bye.
Bye.